Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Greg Mullane from landplan.com.au, and joining me here in the studio this morning is John Hacking. John is the Senior Product Manager for a Brisbane-based SEO company called Search Tempo. He's also an instructor at SEOUni.org. Search Tempo has a wide range of SEO clients, from small bed and breakfasts out in the suburbs right up to large multinationals like Flight Centre. Their business mission is pretty simple. It's to help business get found on the internet. Hi, John, and thanks for speaking with us today.
Hi, Greg.
Look, John, we hear a lot about the death of traditional advertising media and the rise of the internet, but is getting found in the search engines really that important?
The short answer is yes, Greg. When you and I were growing up, we had like four TV stations, a handful of radio stations, and that was it. Media was pretty easy to use. There wasn't a lot of choice. These days, you know, a lot of people don't watch live TV. They either watch cable or they record it and watch it later, which means they fast forward through the ads. Magazine and newspaper circulations are dropping. And have you noticed lately how thin the Yellow Pages advertising is getting? That's because more and more people are turning to the internet to find what they're looking for.
Right. So when you look at Google, what is Google actually looking for?
In terms of search engine optimization, Google looks at about 200 factors to rank a website for a given search term. Only about 20 of those are really important. SEO can be broken up into two aspects. There's the on-page optimization in terms of the actual website itself or the web page itself, because SEO is about web pages, not about websites. And there's the off-site aspects, things like the number and quality of links. If you know what to do on-page and off-page, you will get very good Google rankings.
Okay, John, so when you start an SEO project, what do you actually do?
Well, the first term in any SEO project is to do the keyword research, and this is where a lot of people fall down. It's really, really easy to rank well for a search term that no one's searching on. And you'll find a lot of the dodgy SEO companies will guarantee, you know, first position in Google for your company name. The trouble is that, you know, no one's searching on your company name unless you're a really well-known brand. So the first stage is investing a lot of time in keyword research. And Google has some fabulous tools to help you with that keyword research.
Right. Look, I've actually heard that if you put lots of keywords on your front page, on your homepage, and meta tags and that sort of thing, that helps you with the search engine rankings. Is that true? And can you tell me and the listeners what exactly is a meta tag?
Sure. Look, 10 years ago, that was true. It was pretty easy to trick the search engines. But these days, they have got far more sophisticated. Just as an overview to what meta tags actually are, inside the code of most web pages, if you look at the source code, you'll actually see at the top of the page a couple of sections. These sections include the title of the page, a description of the page, and the keywords around those pages. The search engines do look inside those meta tags to work out what the page is about. Now, 10 years ago, you could put a bunch of keywords in the keyword tags and rank well for a whole bunch of terms. That is no longer the case. These days, it's about having laser-like focus on a few terms for a particular page.
Right. So what you're saying is that if you put too many keywords in your meta tags, that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
What other mistakes do you find that people make with search engine optimization?
The biggest mistake I see with people doing their own SEO is trying to make one page, usually the home page, work too hard. For example, you might have a bed and breakfast in Parramatta, and they try to make the home page rank for Parramatta bed and breakfast Parramatta, Parramatta motel, Parramatta accommodation, accommodation in Parramatta, cheap motel Parramatta, Parramatta bed and breakfast with parking. They try and make one page do far too much work, and as a result, they don't rank for anything. Right. That's the biggest mistake I see.
Look, in your training courses, you talk about on-site optimization, off-site optimization. What's the difference between those two terms?
With SEO, 90% of the game these days is about off-site optimization. It's about links into your website. On-site optimization is about things like your page meta tags, the headings on the page, the keyword density on the page, having good text navigation, having images with the right image description, those sorts of things, the stuff that you can control on your website. On the other hand, off-site optimization is all about links, the number and quality of incoming links to your particular web pages. That's the big difference.
Right. So you think getting links through to your website is very important?
It is the most important factor. Look, I've seen websites that have had, really bad rankings. They might be on page 5 or 6 for a particular search term. All they've done is change their title tag to, keywords that people are actually searching on, got a handful of links to that page, and bang, within a matter of 3 to 4 weeks, they're then on page 1.
Wow. So how do you get those links, John?
Very good question. Look, there's lots of ways of getting links, and none is particularly better than the other. I'm a great proponent of what's called article marketing. That's where you write an interesting non-selling article about your business or industry. With these articles, you're allowed to have up to 3 links in the bottom of the article as a sort of a reference back to your website. And then you distribute that article to hundreds of websites. That's a really good way of getting lots of links quickly. Another way of getting links is through blog commenting, finding blogs relevant to your industry, leaving a comment, and with most blogs, you're allowed to actually put a link back to your website. Other sources of links are link exchanges with partners, suppliers, customers. You'll find a lot of websites have a links page. That's a good opportunity to exchange links with your business partners. There's a lot of web directories out there. They're a good way of getting submissions. TrueLocal, for example, in the Australian context, is a good way of getting links. And a lot of these directories are free. Article marketing, I've mentioned. Press release submissions, very similar to article marketing, where you send out a press release using either the free or paid press release distribution services. In most cases, you're allowed to have links back to your website. And if the press release is interesting enough, it will be distributed to thousands of different websites, all giving valuable links back to your website.
That's fantastic. Look, I've heard about the term black hat SEO. That's a really mysterious term, and it sort of sounds a little bit sneaky. But could you just give me and the listeners an explanation about what black hat SEO is all about?
In the SEO industry, you'll hear the terms white hat and black hat. We don't make that distinction. What we do either works or it doesn't work. A good definition of black hat SEO is where you work outside the Google Webmaster Guidelines. For example, some of the older black hat techniques were things like having, hidden text in a page. You might have white text on a white background that people don't actually see when they visit the website, but the search engines do. Now, this is often an attempt to increase your keyword density. Another black hat technique that used to be very, very successful was to do what's called page cloaking, where you would present different pages to search engines than to users. The search engines would see a completely different page to what normal users would see using a technology called user agent redirection. Now, that technique still works for a couple of months, but Google will eventually find out and remove your site from the index.
Okay, thank you for that. Look, just in summary, John, how would you summarize the most important elements of SEO?
Okay, firstly, keyword research. I can't overemphasize this enough. There's no point building links and setting up web pages focusing on terms that no one searches on. So the first one is keyword research. The second one is to look at your page meta tags. There's certain rules that you need to follow. For example, in your title tag, you're allowed up to 63 characters. In your description, you're allowed up to 150 characters. And in your keywords, I'd recommend no more than 5 keywords. So that's the meta tags. The page itself, put your keyword term in the heading of the page, put it in the paragraphs, put it in the subheadings, put it in the image descriptions, image captions, image alt text, and so on. So that's all the on-site stuff. Off-site, the most important thing you can do is get a number of good quality links from a variety of different sources. That could be article marketing, press release submissions, blog comments, forum posts. There's a whole bunch of ways of getting good links.
Well, thank you very much for that, John. Listeners, if you're interested in more information about SEO and to see links for this podcast, visit seouni.org/podcast. That's seouni.org/podcast. Thanks and see you later.
Thanks very much, Greg.